Welcome to Bridge the Gap with host Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, TSO Life, NRC Health, Erdman, Sherpa, TIS, and RCARE. Find out more about this podcast at btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast and Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. We're so excited to be bringing this to you right now. And I just want to say, Josh, for anybody that is listening to this right now and is not watching it, you need to stop what you're doing right now and go into our YouTube page or one of our social channels, because you need to see what Josh has on right now.
Hey, what you have on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm included. I'm joining in the fun because we are in the Christmas spirit. We love Christmas. This has been a fantastic year, 2019, on the podcast. So many guests, and we have a treat for our listeners today. What are we going to be bringing to them?
So we're going to recap just not everything, but little nuggets. You know, I like to use that word a lot, nuggets, but we literally have sprinkled in, and we're going to recap some of our, what we think are some of our best moments from 2019 in somewhat of a chronological order. So you can kind of follow along, listen along. Many of you have already seen these episodes, so I know it'll be great reminders, but if you haven't, and we give you something that you're like, ah, I got to go get that full scoop, then they can go back and get it, right?
We have a full library. And if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, wherever you're listening to, you can go back into these episodes, because much of this information is really timeless information. It's current information that you can use right now, even though it may be way back episode 20 or 30 or 40. So we're going to run through some of the highlights of this year's best shows to bring you some of the best pieces of information. And so let's kick it off right for our highlight reel for Christmas 2019. If we think back in January when this all started, the season two all started, we sat down with a country music star out of Nashville named Jay Allen.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jay, you know, what an incredible guy to just sit down with us. He spent a ton of time with us. What an incredible story. Not only is he a country music star, but he's really just shaken the nation with this song that he wrote. It's his personal story about his family's struggle with Alzheimer's and caring for his mom at a very early age. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was it just before this episode in January, his mom had just passed, or was it just after?
It was afterwards, yeah.
So we were actually with Jay right when it was a really critical time for their family. But the song, Blank Stares, we've heard from so many of our listeners, and I think me and you, Lucas, can attest to this. The first time you hear this song and you can hear Jay's story and his family's stories, it's really touching. Love that he spent time with us, and it's awesome. We'd love to take you through it.
And we're going to cut right now so that you can listen to Jay Allen's hit song, Blank Stares.
It's the first thing that I think about when I wake up and when I lay down. It's the last thing I feel crawling through my mind. I'm still trying to understand it, sitting next to you, holding your hand and hoping you won't fade away this time. Just stay a little while. You're slipping through. Wish I didn't feel so helpless when it comes to having you hold on. So I keep holding on to every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be. I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere. I swear I still.
Josh, that raw emotion. I remember that so vividly, that moment of spending time with Jay and hearing about his story and that song. It was just so meaningful. And it was an incredibly emotional way that we started off season two. And pivoting off of that, we traveled to 12 different conferences in different cities all over the United States. And one of them was ASHA. And we went to Rancho Palos Verdes. It's easy for me to say, right? And we had an incredible time. It was a very intimate conference. A lot of the big decision makers there. Great staff. We're just so grateful for our relationship with ASHA. And one of the big names that we sat down with was CEO John Cochran of Human Good. And we had a great interview with him.
Great interview. There was so many that stood out, but this one was in particularly great, and we want our audience to just take a quick listen.
The market is so huge that we couldn't possibly tap this market out fully in the next 20 or 30 years, and so it really is this kind of open field of greenfield opportunity for us as we remake an industry. And it's something we've done well for the past 50 years. We've got a lot of providers, for-profits and not-for-profits alike, who have been in business for 50 years and doing a great job. But the business is shifting. And I guess either people are afraid of change and afraid of that shift and the challenges that are coming, or they're really excited about it. And I think the right people will be attracted to this field because of all of those shifts mm-hmm. that are going on. Yeah. And I can't imagine a better time to be jumping into this field than today.
Another great conference that we went to is the NIC conference. It was the spring conference in San Diego. What a great organization that NIC is.
Sunny San Diego, we had a great time. Another just treasure trove of great talent, great people that took time to speak with us. What an awesome opportunity we had to sit down with none other than the founder of NIC, Bob Kramer. And he talked about high tech, high touch, great episode, highly downloaded. I can't believe if our listeners missed that, they've got to see it, right?
And here's a clip from that interview.
But I think that the thing is, we've got to use it again as a means to an end, not the end. Because no one wants a brave new world where people are in their, 200-foot cubicles with a screen, and their human contact is turning the screen on, and their ability to get out is all virtual. So that it has to enhance human touch. So we have to have both high tech and high touch. If we use the high tech instead of the high touch, we will fail. And we'll ultimately have an epidemic of shut-ins and loneliness, rather than using technology to truly help solve the workforce crisis that we have. It's a part of the solution.
Josh, Bob Kramer was a real bucket list for me, and I know he was for you too. What a great influential figure that has really dedicated a long career to influencing the outcomes in senior living. And while we were in San Diego, this is a big transition, totally different than conferences on capital markets and deal making, is we got to sit down with the Glamma Project and talk about this special organization founded by Callie Ahern.
Oh my gosh, what a great opportunity to talk about a mission that Callie created to make seniors feel great about themselves by doing basically these glamour days. And she kind of equated it to making them have a Cinderella experience and making them feel good about themselves. And what was really special, not only did we hear from Callie, but we got to actually meet one of the residents and hear from Adrian, one of the residents in one of the communities that she has been to. Our residents and these residents in these communities have been blessed by what Callie's doing, and we want you to take a listen right now.
So, then I experienced her actually applying the makeup, and we got to talk, and I understand what her purpose was and what she was doing, and I realized how fun this was, and like, wow, I'm like Cinderella. This is like suddenly someone's paying attention to me, and there's intimate conversation and during the whole thing, and I kind of felt really important. And then
what a fun interview that is with Callie and the Glamma Project. And if you're not following them, you need to, because you go to their Instagram page. You're going to see photos and videos of all of their makeovers. What a great and fun thing that they're doing, and what a great outcome for our seniors.
Absolutely. And don't worry, we're having them back. And next time they're making over me and Lucas. So you'll get to see that and hear all about that. Moving on, Senior Living 100 Leadership Conference in Dana Point, California.
Beautiful
place, man. Great people. This was my first time at this conference, connected with so many great friends and colleagues in the industry. One of my great friends, Lori Alford of Avanti Senior Living, sat down with us. And actually, we started talking about some interesting topics. One of those was mom guilt.
It happened, I think, sometimes in the workforce, and it doesn't matter men or women, we both face it, both genders face it. It's that guilt of disappointing your children. And then we don't realize it. Sometimes those unintentional disappointments actually make them stronger. Mm-hmm. But if we talked about them more openly, I think people would be like, oh, that's happened to me too. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to know I'm not the only one.
I really appreciated Lori tapping into that human element side of the business. And there's a lot of people that are working at the communities, and then there's leaders behind those workers. And so to show that vulnerable side, to get raw and real, I think is why that episode is one of our highest downloaded ones of all time.
I totally agree. And you know, one of the cool things about what we've been able to do is go to some of the best conferences we've talked, but there's such diversity. And one of those conferences that brings together the best designers, interior designers, architects, and really leads thought in design of communities is EFA. We got to go to Salt Lake City. What a treat.
From the beach to the mountains to Salt Lake City. And we had some really great interactions there. And there was actually beautiful weather while we were in town. We talked to Thomas Garvin of Waverly Heights. They were the gold medal winners of the Renovation Award while we were there. It was a really great interview, and here's a clip from that conversation.
Because you have to involve residents in the process. I mean, in this day and age, it can't be management and the board making all the decisions for things that are going to affect resident life. Residents have to be involved in it.
I think one of the big takeaways from Thomas's episode and interview was the fact of just the importance of communication with the residents during the renovation project. Josh, you and I have both been involved in renovations before, and this is something that I've actually implemented into my standard protocol is these town hall meetings to go over the project before it ever starts to get that buy-in.
You can't over-communicate. You really can't. And I thought it was so interesting that he literally made the residents part of the communication tree and residents communicating to other residents so that they could understand each other. So what a great example. What great lessons for all of us.
Well, from the mountains to the hill country of San Antonio, Texas, we went to Argentum, and this was one of the biggest events of the year, and we had a jam-packed lineup of interviews.
People inside the industry, but also outside of the industry, some of like legends, really, and got to meet some really awesome people. So James Lee, David Sawyer, Brad Williams, Anthony Hornsby Hale, gosh, the list goes on and on. And then we got to sit down with Sarah Thomas,
the first female NFL official, and she stepped in. I remember she walked in and I was just like awestruck. I was like, taken back by her beauty, her presence, her leadership. It was really incredible.
But super humble. Yes. I loved, she just made you feel right at home. And so she explained some awesome practical things with us. We want you to listen in and follow this clip.
I've often said you do not go through life doing things for the recognition, and because the toes you will step on to get up the ladder will be the backside you will kiss on the way down because you wouldn't have done it the right way.
Oh, wow.
But if you truly are doing something because you love it, and I try to tell my children this, the recognition will come because people will recognize your work ethic and how you love it. It's not all about what you're doing with inside the lines when you hit the court or you hit the field, but it's how you get on and off and how you interact with authority and your teammates.
Incredible takeaways from that interview with Sarah Thomas. Don't burn bridges.
You
right?
can't do it. You never know when you might need to go walking back across that bridge. So instead, you got to be the bridge, right?
So important. Another great heavy hitter that we had on was Kat Cole in episode 85. Businesswoman, undercover boss, Focus Brands president and COO, and she brought the thunder.
Yeah, you better just listen in. This was awesome.
Yeah, so when you are the only in the room, the only person of color, the only young person, the only person who didn't grow up in the industry, whatever it is, you are the diversity in the room, diversity of thought or diversity of other types. It is natural when I'm the only, it's very obvious that I'm the only. Right? I walk in, I'm the only woman, I'm the youngest by 30 years, I dropped out of college, these people all have, you know, fancy degree. I am so aware of the differences, almost to a fault, right? Sometimes we put things in our heads that are more dominant than really what people are thinking. I just saw a quote, which was, people would worry less about what other people thought of them if they knew how seldom they did.
I took so much information off of Kat's interview, and what great encouragement to all the young people getting into the business. Then that took us to SLIF, the Senior Living Innovation Forum in Santa Barbara, California. Incredible location, incredible audience, and incredible time.
It was incredible. We were so lucky to be invited to this again and can't wait to get back there. This is a very important event for our industry, and it's a very exclusive event. It's invitation only. What a great group they bring together of entertainers, of some of the best thought leaders in the industry, people from all over. Everyone from Run DMC was there to entertain us. Wow, we got to meet him, all the way to Hurricane Hazel McCallum, the CEO, Chief Elder Officer of her company, and it was just so amazing.
We had Chris Ingskoff. He is the former executive at Starbucks, now president of Aegis, and many, many others. Here's a clip.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the parties and come correct. All cuts are on time and rhymes connect. Got the right to vote and we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
West Coast to the East Coast, Hotlanta took us to Interface Seniors Housing, and Josh was on a panel. You did a great job there. Great moderator was Tracy Build, who we also had on the program, John Sims, Richard Hutchinson, which is yet to come out. That's going to be a big season three. And then we had a mastermind dinner.
Yeah, so our mastermind, if you're not familiar with these are an exclusive event. We're going to give you just a little peek into this mastermind that was hosted by none other than our friend Melissa Banco at Banco Design. So take a watch.
I could not be more thrilled with where the conversation went tonight. Invigoration and the passion.
The ideas, the thoughts, the energy.
What can I do to affect change?
And I'm excited to see how that cultivates. The amount that I'm learning, that is what was so magical about the conversation.
I can't wait for the next one.
No matter who you are and what you're doing in this space, how can we all work together to make our industry the best industry that there is?
One of the biggest things anticipated every fall is the Fall NIC Conference. And this year it was in Chicago, and we had another incredible lineup of thought leaders. This conference brings in some of the best people from inside and outside the business to talk about where the senior living industry is and where it needs to be going. And it's full of disruptors. One of those people that we had on the show was the CEO of LCS, Joel Nelson. And I found it incredible to hear his story. Over 30 years working at LCS, and he started from the ground level.
Yeah, absolutely. So many great stories, so many great guests. NIC is full of thought leadership and industry leadership, but another great aspect of NIC is they know how to throw a party. And we were part of a great party at House of Blues, and none other than our own Lucas McCurdy got to solo. Man, what was that like?
So one, it's called the Senior Living Band, and they bring together people that have talents in the industry. And I somehow weaseled my way into that group. And people like Eric Mendelson, the CEO of NHI, he was on stage playing the guitar. Bobby Guy, an attorney in Nashville, and many, many others. It was a fun night to showcase the talents of the industry and shared the stage with none other than Mark Roberge of OAR. Incredible night.
You've got to listen. You've got to watch. Check out our own Lucas McCurdy solo.
Lucas McCurdy on the guitars and vocals. Mr. Eric Mendelson on the guitar.
While the majority of our year is spent going to these amazing conferences, we don't want to forget that our industry partners and the partners of our podcast also put on some of the best symposiums in the industry.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. NRC, we had Sherpa's Sales Culture Starter, and we had the NHI Music City Symposium. These were action-packed and also had tons of great guests.
A ton of great guests from those, a ton of great thought leaderships, and a lot of fun times in Nashville this year for us.
Absolutely.
If we spend our time just as a problem solver, we are already behind the eight ball because we're solving problems that exist today versus causing the disruption of what needs to change for tomorrow. So somebody's got to come in and help shake things up to see what a different alternative future could be and how the heck do we get there.
Another really fun thing that we started this year is something called our Mastermind Dinners. And this is a VIP exclusive evening around a dinner table with thought leaders talking about the industry.
It's amazing how many creative ideas and actually action items we got from these events. They're small, they're intimate, but they're action-packed. They're a ton of fun. Connect with the who's who in the industry. These are highly sought after events now, so we're excited to bring you even more in the upcoming year.
Okay, Josh, it's that time in the episode. Drum roll, please.
Yes.
We're going to talk about our number one downloaded episode of 2019. It is none other than Sevi Petras of Priority Life Care.
Woohoo! Yes. Way to go, Sevi.
Awesome interview. And if you guys definitely go back into the database and listen to that episode, Sevi and her brother Bobby and the rest of her family actually run an incredible business. And their culture that they've created in their company is something that she talks about on this episode that you definitely want to go back and listen to.
We love them. Huge fans. Check it out.
Oh my gosh. Like, this is what I want every vendor, family member, employee. That is exactly how I want them to have an experience with us in a very difficult situation. I mean, we had really outstanding AR at that point, you know, accounts payable at that point. And I was like, and they could have been really angry and like just the way that he handled that. So
Josh, what a great year. We put in the miles, we put in the hard work, but it's stuff that we love to do. And we've had so much fun. And what a great time. And we're just so thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for.
We do. So much to be thankful for in our personal lives, so much to be thankful for in our professional lives, and so thankful for all of our listeners, all of our subscribers, those that are following us. Gosh, how many awesome comments. And we love those 5-star reviews that you've taken time to give us and so many comments that you've left us.
We've been shocked. We go back and look at the ratings and there's so many of you that have rated us and given us that 5-star and written great comments about our episode. From the bottom of our hearts, we are so grateful for you. And we just want to tell you that we have big plans coming up for season 3. Continue to follow us and we won't disappoint you. And, you know, Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas to you. Have a blessed, wonderful holiday season.